Tell me something I don't already know. I know that you can't stand these things I'm preaching in the streets. But how can I contain the truth I hold inside, with all the hurting people that I see? So I don't mind putting up with you and all the things you say. I'm not about to stop or even change my ways.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You've tuned into True Stream Oasis, part of the Revelations Radio Network. I'm your host, Amos Ridley. You can find the True Stream podcast at truestream.podomatic.com. You can find the Revelations Radio Network at revelationsradionetwork.com. It's good to be coming back to you guys tonight. We have an interesting podcast. I've got an interview with Keith Smith. Some of you guys might remember we did an interview a while back with him. The guy knows his stuff, so we're gonna give him some questions, and we're going to learn a lot tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get started on this. You guys open your ears, open your minds, and pay attention, because we're going to be talking about some various different subjects from the, you know, what is the United States? You know, what's the Constitution? We're going to be talking about the Federal Reserve. We're going to be talking about the New World Order. And we're going to be talking about the enslavement that the New World Order has and is bringing upon the people of the world. And something really interesting that that some of you guys, I'm sure most of you, don't know about, is how you can set yourself free, at least materially and monetary wise, from the New World Order system. So it's going to be a real interesting podcast. I want to tell you a little bit about Keith. Keith is give you his contact information and where you can find some information about him. He does have a MySpace site. You can find his site at myspace.com/KeithFSmith, and that's KEITHFSMITH. You can also find his YouTube. The guy makes movies, and he makes good movies, so they're real interesting. So you guys might want to check out his YouTube. It's youtube.com/mercen144. That's MERCEN144. And you can also contact him at his email address, which is mercen@mail.com. Very simple. It's MERCEN@mail.com. So how you doing tonight, Keith?
Doing pretty good. How are you, Amos?
I'm hanging in there, man. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're just going to talk about a few things. I'm going to fire some questions at you. But what I want to do is just give the listeners a little bit of chance to get to know you and maybe how you came about, where you're at today, what brought you to this point, and where, you know, what's behind your passion to expose the New World Order and to just help people get free of this, you know, give them information.
Well, what made me decide this was I got sick of Big Brother. My whole life, Big Brother's been walking all over me, and I couldn't understand, you know, how I could be convicted of a crime that I didn't do. And this is what brought me to attention of how everything's nothing but a big fraud, and it's much deeper than anybody wants to even admit it is. It's much more deeper. It goes so far, it's much like the Matrix, as it just goes way down the rabbit hole, deeper than you can even believe. I mean, you can't believe how sadistic and corrupt they think it out. They think it out, and they think it long and hard. They're brilliant. And there's a reason why they have more intelligence than 99% of the people in our country. And every other country in the world. 99% of the people in the world are not as smart as the people that are in charge. And there's a reason for it, because they're poisoning us to death.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. A lot of the listeners at TrueStream are pretty educated. They listen to a lot of the other podcasts on the Revelations Radio Network, and but we're going to bring some things to them tonight that that I'm pretty sure that a lot of them are not aware of. Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're entering dark days, and you know, the Bible says that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I've been friends with Keith a long time, and guy knows his stuff, and we're just gonna have a discussion here. We're gonna share some knowledge with you, and hopefully you'll come out on the other side of it with some information that that you didn't know before. And so let me just start off asking you a basic question, and this might sound kind of stupid, but once they hear your answer, I'm sure they're gonna understand why I asked this question. But what exactly is the United States?
The United States is a corporation, and it's no different, absolutely no different than FedEx. It's no different than UPS or Walmart. It's a corporation. It's no different than the East India Company. Now, you know what the East India Company is, don't you?
No, I personally don't know what that is.
The East India Company was a company that Great Britain set up that ran India. And it was in control of India until they gained their independence. But when they gained their independence, they just took... The East India Company is no longer. It's bankrupt. So a different company took over. The company, the Corporation of India. Same thing here in America. The United States is a corporation. And...
How is it a corporation? Because I know a lot of people are going to be sitting there listening like, yeah, but we have a government. We have people that are elected. Can you go into a little more detail of how it's a corporation?
First of all, our so-called leaders are not elected. They're chosen, and they're chosen for the job. They get paid money by the International Monetary Fund, which is the United Nations. So the actual money that gets put into their bank accounts that they get paid from comes from the United Nations.
Okay.
One World Order is already here. It's been here.
Yeah.
It's been here for thousands of years. All right? And people think they're free, but they're not. But there is a plus. You live here in America compared to living in Russia, where you do have freedoms, and they were there for you. You just have to know how to... You know your rights, you won't get walked on. You won't get warehoused, but you have to know them. You have to know them inside out. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. If you screw up a little bit, they will get you. They're just waiting for you to screw up.
So it's all based on law, yeah.
It's all based on law. The law, mainly maritime law. This is commercial, all right? The whole thing's a commercial system. It's a corporation. All right.
I remember you were telling me a little bit about the United States capital, and I know a lot of people that are listening are going to have heard this before. The things that are capitalized are different than the things that are lowercase, and that has to do with law. So explain a little bit more about how the United States is a corporation through law.
One of the most brilliant lawyers of our time, I would have to say, was the president that came before Mr. Bush. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Slick Willie.
Slick Willie. He sat there before everybody, and he said, as he's lying on oath, depends what the definition of is. And he pretty much just, you know, completely outsmarted the lawyer that was sitting there interrogating him. Hmm. And the reason for it is there's two definitions of is. If you do a capital IS and then you write a lowercase IS, they are two different meanings.
Hmm.
This is law, and this is corporate law.
Yeah, I know. I've been to court a few times myself, and my name, everything that has to do with the official stuff is capitalized. So what you're saying is that when something has to do with law and is subject to the law, it's capitalized, right?
Correct. And you see, if you don't know your rights, you will get warehoused. If you try bringing up the Constitution in court, you will get warehoused. The Constitution does not apply to you.
Okay.
As a 14th Amendment citizen, And as any citizen, as a sovereign national, the Constitution does not apply to you. The Constitution applies to those that are in charge right now. They're the ones that Madoff got free with all the wealth of the land. They're the New World Order's elite Bilderbergers that are running the world.
Let me ask you a question. Was the United States, we've all grown up, educated by the government-sanctioned schools, so-called schools, and we all know the stories that we were told about how the pilgrims came over from England seeking religious and political freedom and the Mayflower Compact and all that. Was United States always a corporation? Was it set up as a corporation from the beginning?
No. The corporation was set up immediately after the Civil War. See, what happened was, when the Civil War broke out, you have a bunch of states that are not part of the Union anymore, which means there is no Union. So the Union fell, and the Union was a republic. The republic fell. It's gone. It can't be revived. The reason is Congress did not, half of Congress did not show up. So half of Congress did not put in a vote on when to reconvene. So they couldn't come back and talk, pass more laws, you know. They couldn't come back. They didn't pass a time. So it never happened during all the Civil War. Congress never came back. And when it was reinstated as a different Congress.
So when the Civil War happened, our government changed forever.
That's when we got a government. Basically, that's when the corporation took over and it became a corporation.
And these men knew that they were making a corporation.
Yeah.
But yet they continued to deceive the American people, making them think.
What they were doing was they were making the black man think he was free by giving him more freedoms. And they were taking away freedoms from the white man. Mm. All right? And it wasn't just this. If you were any colored man down south, you still got treated like crap. They just wouldn't take care of you, you know?
So basically what they were doing is they were
raised
taking
your taxes right through the roof. You became a complete slave. All right? Taxation is a form of slavery. Period.
Yeah, because you own your labor.
It's much like the Matrix. One day you sit there and you wake up and you're like, wow, I was plugged into the system all this time where I produced for nothing because money is not worth anything.
Yeah.
And you sat there and you produced your whole life for a bunch of people that never produced at all.
I liken the money, and this just helps people think about it, I liken the money to circus tickets. So, because it's not worth anything. If, you know, you could take a bunch of clothespins, you know, and they're not worth anything really other than the wood that they're made out of. But if government says all you're allowed to do is to exchange with clothespins, and the government, by government decree, that's what fiat means, fiat currency, it's a government decree, and they said you're only allowed to exchange labor with clothespins, they control the value of it by controlling it through fiat decree and controlling the amount in circulation, so they can make you work harder by controlling how many clothespins or circus tickets are in the system. And that's the hidden tax, is they can get that treadmill rolling faster by just lowering the value of the dollar and raising it. It's pretty disgusting when you see it, when you actually see what's going
and
on.
And it goes,
it's a system.
It goes back thousands of years. It goes back to gold.
Yeah, it's not just America. It's been going on for a long time.
They did it with gold. Well, you just have to... The biggest thing you have to realize here is when you realize that America is not a country, all right? It's not a country. Never has
been.
It's
a system.
Exactly. It has no borders. You don't walk to the edge of the dirt and say, oh, that's obviously Mexico, you know?
But we're all working different systems. The boundaries are illusions. They're all working together behind the scenes, right?
It's make-believe. It's a corporate fiction. If you look it up in U.S. code, all right, it's a fiction. What does fiction mean? If it's a fiction, that means that it doesn't exist.
It's an entity created by law.
They create all this by code.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what people don't understand, is how much law plays into this. The lawyers are
agents of the queen.
Yeah.
The lawyers are agents of the queen.
Which eventually are agents of Satan, basically. You know,
you have to understand that our country fell because we were in debt. We're in debt up to our eyeballs.
When did it fall? I've read and done research about Lincoln, how he tried to keep the international bankers from having to go get money for the war. He tried the greenbacks, and he took the resources from the American people, and he held it off. Andrew Jackson was one of my favorite presidents, just because he fought the central banks tooth and nail. That was his greatest achievement in his life, that he felt was, he's like, you know, he actually got us to the point where we didn't have any national debt. We actually had a surplus, and that was the last time ever, you know. So when did the country fall? When did we get to a point?
The Revolutionary War was originally when the country fell, okay? We fell then, and we just didn't realize it. We won our freedom, and out of the greed of man, our own forefathers turned us over to the British, and
because England, they profited
the queen,
from
they turned us over to the queen and the king, and yes, it's all about it was about their security, their freedoms, and their safety for their families, not for the rest. That's why after the Civil War it was so easy just to turn us over.
Well, they had to centralize everything too. They had to centralize everything, but I think. You know, the thing that really annoys me, it really perturbs me, is how they were doing this stuff all behind the scenes, but they created a curtain, sort of like the Wizard of Oz, and they had a show going on the outside to keep us in a particular perception about what was going on. We still thought it was a country. We were still loyal to the flag, to the patriotism, but behind the scenes, they were working a very different plan. I've often said that America was set up to bring in the New World Order because we were founded by Freemasons.
When the actual corporation itself was fully functional, and that was in 1930s. I actually have the date here somewhere. 1933. It was in 1933. Yeah,
that's when it became fully functional.
I just want to read this to you guys because. This is the bankruptcy of the United States, when you become bankrupt and you sell off everything, all right? The corporation was bankrupt. It was already set up, but this is when the new corporation was established. And this is when federal income tax became the IRS. Okay. This is Speaker Representative James Traficant Jr. from Ohio addressing the House. All right, quote, Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it's a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. Okay? It is an established fact, all right? That the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9th, 1933, 48, Stat 1, Public Law, 89, 719, okay, declared by President Roosevelt being a bankrupt and insolvent country. H.J.R. 192, the 73rd Congress, in session on June 5th, 1933.
Wow. All right.
That's when they suspended the gold. That's when they got rid of the gold, and the gold standard was gone. Now
that's the Speaker of the House saying that.
Yes.
So either he's lying or telling the truth.
Yes.
And it's an established fact that he said that before the House of Representatives.
Yeah, we were bankrupt. And what they are trustees in the big bankruptcy. So they're selling us off, all right? Little did you know that you are literally a slave and you are plugged into this machine and there is a worth of your head. That when they originally bought you and they sat here and they collected all the gold from all the American people and they set up the current day the corporation that you work for, the United States of America, the gold fringe flag that you see flying in the rooms that these people speak. It angers me so. I'm so upset because they lie to you your whole life, and you think the United States is the patriotic United States that you're taught in your history book, and it's not. It's a corporation.
It's a cover story.
It's a big,
is what it is.
Exactly, and they actually kill millions of people against other millions of people, and they play death
for like the soldiers. Of the corporation.
They play, they're like little boys playing with soldiers. And they just don't take into consideration that this is a real human being.
Let's pause for a second and go back to the whole the greatest heist in history, where you have to think that the money that we had at one point was backed by gold. You literally could go to the Federal Reserve. It was a ticket that says a promissory note that goes to the gold.
Well, promissory notes weren't good either. Any kind of note is not good. Promissory notes were better than our current-day Federal Reserve notes because they promised gold. But it was well known that there was inflation with promissory notes because if some guy that's got a whole bunch of gold and he's got a vault and he's running his own little bank, people store their gold there, and he gets enough loans that he runs out of the store gold, he might just write a couple extra promissory notes and then break even.
Yeah.
And make money.
But where did the gold go that was backing the money?
What happened was they told all the 14th, they said all the American citizens, all right, now this is law for you, all right? You may think you're a citizen when you're born, but you're not. You're sold into citizenry, all right? You become
you're
a slave
free,
because
like
your parents sign you away.
Gave you a social security number.
Exactly.
Signed you into the system, got your identity going.
Exactly. And you become part of the beast, all right? You're plugged in. You are now a part of the beast. Now, what happened was all these people, they said, Roosevelt, you know, the Speaker of the House, James Traficant, they were like, look, American people, you have to turn, American citizens, you have to turn in your gold and take these pieces of paper. And a lot of people were upset about it, but some, you know, most of them complied.
And just like we do today when there's unfair.
Exactly.
Things,
little did they know when they were handing their gold in that they were talking to the people of Washington, D.C. and the U.S. territories. They weren't talking to the United States. They weren't talking to everybody else. When they say citizen, they mean 14th Amendment citizen. And at the time, the only people that were 14th Amendment citizens were in Washington, D.C., and Guam, and, you know, Puerto Rico. But, you know, nobody knew this, so they handed in their gold.
Well, let's go back for just
gold
a second.
Was gold,
you know,
gold
what
was
is the 14th Amendment? Because a lot of people might not understand what the 14th Amendment is.
It's part of the original corporation that went bankrupt here in 1933. There was a corporation before. It's the same corporation, and you know, it's got a new name. They gave it a new face. They revamped it because they declared bankruptcy the first time. They got a get-out-of-jail-free card, basically. They're a corporation. Mm-hmm. So they just keep on accumulating this humongous debt. It's just humongous. It will never be paid off.
That's what people, that's what, you know, it's like, you know, waking up to a whole nother reality. And that's the purpose of this podcast is that to help people see that what they think, you know, red, white, and blue, how patriotic, you know, put my hand over my heart, pledge allegiance to the flag. We're all just a group of people trying to make it, and our government, yeah, it's got some corruption, but it's basically good, and this is our government, our forefathers, you know, set it up, and our Constitution's great. There's a whole nother reality that was going on behind the scenes by these elites who were in power, who were hiding what was really going on behind the scenes using laws.
And they are not elites. They're no different than you and I.
Well, they're not really, but they're considered elites inside the Matrix system. Is what I'm saying. So I refer them to them as elites, but they were born like everybody else, and you know,
except they know the truth.
Yeah,
well, and they use the truth to benefit themselves and not us.
Technically,
they turn the truth against us.
The truth is Jesus Christ. They know how to manipulate people. They're illuminated to the secrets of how to manipulate the world.
Well,
is
yeah,
basically what it is.
They know all about Jesus Christ.
They just choose not to worship him on purpose. But Satan gives them the secrets to how to manipulate mankind through laws and all these deceptive measures. Let's go to the next the thing that I'm curious about that I want to talk about, and that is what is the Constitution?
The Constitution is a contract with the forefathers and the King of England and each other. That's all it is. The people never voted on it, so it's not for the people. So if you go to court and you can't use your First Amendment right, and you're going to jail because you said, you know, Bush is smelly, and had a sign that said Bush is smelly, and you were at a protest, he didn't like it, all right? So he arrests you, he detains you. You stand there and you say, well, what about my Constitution? I have the First Amendment right.
Which is a freedom of speech. Freedom of, is that freedom of speech?
Freedom now, you just, now, what you did was you just committed a crime, all right? Because you were referring to a contract that you were not a party to because you were not born, you did not sign, and nobody in your lineage voted for.
That's an interesting thing.
Had any part to do with the Constitution.
That's interesting point because we abide by the Constitution, but we weren't in the huddle to agree to it.
Exactly.
They huddled together, they made up the Constitution, and
there were some forefathers that were upset that the people did not get the vote because they knew exactly what we were
interesting point.
Into.
That's very interesting that the American people, now I know we've been imprinted in our mind to think the Constitution's so great, but let's come outside of the box and think about things in reality. Whether it's good or not, let's not talk about that. The simple fact is we, the American people, didn't get to agree on it. It
exactly.
was put together by some men.
And the original Constitution was completely obliterated after the Civil War. There was a new Constitution written.
A new Constitution? Yep. What are you talking about?
There's two different constitutions.
There's two different constitutions.
Yes. There's the organic constitution.
I know for a fact that people are going to be perking their ears up now because I've never heard of two constitutions.
There's two constitutions. There's the organic constitution, which is the original constitution. It's actually called We the People. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not called anything else. It's also known as the Constitution for the United States. For the United States.
Not of the United States?
Of America. For the United States of America. And the United States is all lowercase.
On the original Constitution?
Correct.
So the original, so the organic one that you're talking about was the original Constitution.
The original one is called the organic one. We the People. It was known as We the People. It wasn't until later Congress decided to give it its name, which is the Constitution for the lowercase United States, capital A, America.
Hmm.
Right?
How come we've never heard about this? Because I know I personally
haven't. Because under law, that Constitution was thrown in a corner somewhere, and they rewrote the Constitution to make 14th Amendment citizens and amend the contract, and the new contract is for a new corporation, and it's capital Constitution of the United States of America.
Here's a good question.
So
is the Constitution that we have now displayed, is that the organic one, or?
The one that's displayed is, but that's the organic one behind the case. Yeah. But the one in the textbook's a different one.
So that explains why we see a lot of them not obeying. It looks like they don't obey the Constitution.
They don't have to obey. That country fell. They don't have to obey. They're a corporation in a country that doesn't exist.
So America's like a big corporation with 50 little corporations underneath the umbrella of the big corporation.
With 300 million little corporations underneath that.
Yeah, and I would like to add that we are all called employees. Break that word down. Think about New York. You ever seen a New York license plate? It says the Empire State, the Empire State Building. This is an empire. Think about the word employee. Break it down. It means you are an employee. You are loyal to the empire. I'll bet you guys never even thought about that. You are loyal to the empire. We are slaves in the system. So this is just a big business opportunity. It's like a big company.
You are literally a slave. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Literally, think about it. Money is just pieces of paper. It has no worth. When you realize that your money, you may have $100,000 sitting in a suitcase right next to your leg right now.
But if the economy crashes, it's toilet paper.
It's not worth anything. It's not worth
that's
anything.
That's why they
now.
Go to war, Keith. You that's don't, why they go to war, to defend the interests of the paper, because it's inherently not worth anything.
It's not
so
worth
anything. So we've got to go to war.
Gold is worth something. You can print as much paper as you want. That's what it comes down
that's
to.
That's why they did it. But they got rid of the gold because they couldn't increase the economy, because they'd have to go dig more gold out. And they couldn't grow the economy until they got it off of the gold standard.
The real reason they did it was to enslave us. First was to become rich and become more powerful. And that's their first objective. These people are really sick and twisted, megalomaniac freaks, you know?
And they teach it in school, and people just accept it. It really takes a real eye-opening to come outside of the box and see it. And it's the thing I talk about, cognitive dissonance.
Why do you
can't accept it.
Why do you think, all right, the government has interest in, say, trying you for murder, all right? And this isn't a moral government. They murder people all the time. I mean, we killed over a million people in Iraq, civilians. They're called collateral damage.
Yeah, that makes me sick.
That's the corporate. It's corporate term for murder. It's called collateral damage.
We lost 3,000 people. How many people have died as an excuse because of those 3,000 people? Like, our flesh and our lives and our dreams are worth more than those people over there.
Exactly.
Like, we can kill all these people, all this collateral damage. You killed 3,000, we're going to kill 100,000. And all these people, it's called coming out of the matrix, coming out of the electronic buzz of deception, and opening your eyes, let the sunlight shine in, breathe in the scent of the trees, realize you're a human being, and look at it for what it is. It's corporate interest. These people, and that's why people allow people to go to war, because they got money in the bank account, but they don't.
And let me tell you something. There is no New World Order. The New World Order itself is just a big corporation. It's all the corporations working together. It does exist, only if you let it exist in your head. When you wake up and you realize that you don't have to let it exist, and that you don't need to believe that these things actually exist, and you fight, you fight with them, because you say that, I'm sorry, but the United States of America does not exist in my head.
But you gotta know the laws.
Exactly, you have to know the laws. You guys gotta wake up, you gotta dig in deeper. It's deeper than most conspiracy theorists know.
Yeah, it does.
It goes very deep, and it has everything to do with law. There are people living now that are free people, and you can be free too. But this is not for everyone. Some people will look at this and they'll be like, "Ooh, greed
scares them.
Ooh, too. I like this.
I can take out
all these credit cards. I can charge it and discharge it and become a free person, and never have to pay taxes again for the rest of my life." And never have to answer to the government. And when I do, you may spend 72 hours in jail. If you can pull through 72 hours in jail, you're good to go. I mean, you'll be a free man.
All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because this is tying into the next thing that I want to ask you. We talked about the United States, how it's a corporation. And there's so much more to say, but we're giving you a brief overview, just kind of just setting it on you, because this can overload
you.
You got to
do the research yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sit here and tell you, don't take my word for granted. Don't take my word for granted. Go look it up yourself.
And I will post the reference materials on this for you guys to go check it out. But we have talked about the United States is a corporation letting you, and it's no different than ancient Egypt being in slavery to the Pharaoh. It's just more deceptive. It's because you're greedy. The system feeds on greed, and you're not you personally, but people are in love with it. They don't see it. Love is blind. So they've turned the slavery into a more deceptive kind, where you're addicted to the cheese and you keep staying in the trap. So we've talked about the United States being a corporation. We've talked about the fact that there is another constitution that was drafted. There's so much more, and we may have another discussion with you, Keith, later on to kind of fill in the gaps on this, because there's a lot of information. But talking about the law and talking about the slavery, let me ask you this, and some people have probably heard this term, but maybe they don't know what it means, but what is a straw man?
This is a hard question.
Yeah. This one takes a little bit of understanding to...
This really takes you guys to, really think about it and think about it hard. I believe, you know, all 50 states have a driver's license. So if you live within the United States, you might want to pull out your driver's license right now. One thing you'll notice on your driver's license is you got a picture of yourself. Hey, look, there you are. And, you know, it's a picture of you. You may like it, you may not like it, but one way or another, it's a picture of you. Then you have a spot that's got your signature, and you sign your signature, you know, capital. My name's Keith, so it'd be capital K, lowercase E-I-T-H, capital F, Smith. So, S, you know, to do it all right, you have to have, you know, lowercase S, capital S, lowercase M-I-T-H.
And we didn't make up these rules. They did, according to law.
Oh, yeah.
Then, in our minds, it doesn't matter. But according to law, the capital letters do mean something.
But when you sign your name, do you use all capital letters or do you use lowercase letters?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that, all right? So I signed my name on my driver's license, and so did you. I'm pretty sure most states have signatures on there. And then you have your name and address, and it says Keith F. Smith, all capital letters, at, you know, and then it's got my address, you know, something, something, Creek Road, Honeybrook, PA, and 19344. All right, that's not my address. That's a fictitious place. That's a corporation within a corporation within a corporation. What it is Honeybrook is a corporation set up within a corporation called Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's a little corporation under the umbrella of Pennsylvania, which is under the umbrella of the United States, which is under the umbrella of the
exactly. You're grabbing me, but I'm trying. Everybody's got to really listen to this, all right? The corporation, your little town that you live in, is a small corporation, which answers to a bigger corporation, which is a state, which answers in to the biggest corporation, which is the federal government. Originally, it was the other way around. The federal government answered to the state, which answered to the locality.
Which answered to the people.
Which answered to the people.
Yeah.
And it still exists to this day. But the big thing is you actually believe that these people have power. Yeah, they may have, you know, nuclear bombs and it could go off, you know, and, you know, decimate the population. But you know what? A bunch of them are going to go too. They're no different than you and I. You think that they want nuclear war? I doubt it. They might set off a nuke in the Middle East, but they ain't going to set one off here.
Yeah. So a straw man is basically a fictitious law-abiding character, right?
It's like, yeah, it's a corporation, and it's a fictitious person who doesn't exist. It's your
identity within the corporation, your fake identity in the corporation.
Yeah, it's a corporation within itself. Like when we got off the gold standard in 1933, it was worth $100 a person. So that's what you got sold for. It was $100 worth of gold back then. $100 of gold today.
Mm-hmm.
You may be worth more because of the dollar inflation, but that doesn't mean anything.
But according to gold,
you're still worth $100 worth of gold.
Yeah, because gold stays pretty much standard, same level.
But. You know, there's not much you can do unless you really want to be free. And to set yourself free, you have to capture the straw man, all right? Because right now, he is captured by these corporations, which means they can levy liens up against you. They can throw you in jail. They can take you out in the middle of the woods and shoot you dead. They can do whatever they want to you because you are their slave. You are their property. You are legally listed as property, chattel. You're no different than a cow, a cattle, all right? A cattle, chattel. Chattel means cattle. It's in the U.S. code book. That is what you as a U.S. person or a U.S. citizen.
It's really hard to understand for the first time.
It's written in their law books, and their law books are so big because they have so many laws. It's a big computer program, okay? They wrote so many different laws. These are all equations that add up and intermingle with each other. It's a gigantic computer program within a book. It's a computer before books.
So it's like computer code written through law.
It's computer code written through law. It's the Matrix. And you were plugged into it, and they know. that's why they say we'll just turn somebody off if they won't take the chip.
So let's.
They won't be part of the system, and then they're just they don't care. So this is a way for you to turn off your chip. Okay,
your
and you can live free. You won't need to register your car with the state because you will own your car, not the state. You register with yourself.
It's all tied to your identity. This is what I want to delve into so that the listeners can understand. It's kind of like when you play like a video game online. You have an avatar. You have an identity that's not really you. You're real sitting in a room, but to plug into that online community, you have an identity.
Exactly.
So that capitalized name is just your identity. It's your straw man in the system. And since you submit to everything that straw man is bound by law to do, you can actually break the cord and say, I am not that straw man anymore. Is that basically what you're saying?
Well, basically what you're doing is you're capturing that person, and they are becoming your slave. All right? And under your slavery, they owe you all the money that they can. Everything's set up in debt, so they have $300 million worth of debt tied to them. So what you do is
individual?
Yeah, which is what you have to pay. By capturing it, you don't have to pay that. All right, the U.S. Treasury pays it off. Just like when they pay the banks off, it's the same idea.
Yeah, and this is a concept that's really hard to understand at first, and that's why I'm going to post the podcast reference materials. What we're doing now is just whetting your appetite with the information. I know a lot of you guys out there is like, this is so much information. This is the first time I've heard of this. It's just to whet your appetite, get the questions burning so that you'll go and seek this out for yourself. You literally have an identity
This is based upon the Bible, okay? This is the way they set it up. Now, the reason they allowed this to happen is because these people really do know who Jesus Christ is. They've been around. They've been around since Jesus Christ and before Jesus Christ. These new world orders, you know, they don't disappear. They just gain from each other. There might be, you know, different sects of them and gangs, but in the end, they're all friends. Let me read you this. This is a passage from Matthew 5:25-26. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way. That means before you go to court with him. Lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Truly, I say to you, you will not come out of there until you have paid your very last penny.
Interesting.
This is what it's based upon. What you do is you agree with them. You don't try fighting them. You just say, yeah, I owe all that debt. I discharge it. And you get rid of all your debt. You'll never be able to get a loan from a bank again. You won't be able to get Social Security. You won't be able to register your car with the state. And you may get harassed for it for a while. But if you know your rights, they can't touch you.
Yeah. And
I've seen it happen. I've seen people have done this, and it works. And I'm in the process myself. I highly suggest. Now, this does not work with everybody. Some people may enjoy being slaves. If you really enjoy being a slave, continue being a slave. Don't think twice about this.
Submit to the system and lie down and roll over. But since we're talking about Bible verses, I want to read something. It's talking about joining a common purse. There's a section in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 through 19. I want to read this to you and open your ears and listen, because Solomon knew about this. Solomon talked about joining your money in with a common purse. He said, my son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood, let's waylay some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. We'll have mansions. This plan that we're putting together, if we all put our money in together, we can have all these great things. We can plunder. We can have all sorts of valuable things. We can be rich. Throw in your lot with us, and we will share a common purse. Throw in your lot with us. Join our corporation. We will share a common purse. You share the wealth. You join that corporation. It says, my son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into sin. Look at all the things our country / corporation has to do in order to keep that corporation going. It leads to sin. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. In full view of all the birds, that basically means that if you can come out of the matrix and you can use your eyes to see what's real, you can realize it, you can see all the traps. The trap is in full view of everybody. It says, these men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. And I want to stress ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. Don't join in with the common purse. We were set up by our parents who unwittingly, I'm not saying your parents knew, this is a deception that's being exposed. This may be the first time that you've come in contact with it to understand it, but we're cracking the door open. We're letting a little light go through. And if you guys want to go through and see what it's about, want to encourage you to check this out. At least know where you're at. It's about letting people know how they're slaves. It's very deceptive, and most people are not aware of how they were made a slave. It's just like Pharaoh in Egypt. God's people are held captive under the system. And at least the first step is to realize that you are a slave to the system. And that should make you want to reach out to the Lord and cry out, because that's what we need. We need to cry out to God. There are some things we can do on this earth to be freed from the system, and that's why we're having this interview. So what did you want to add to that, Keith?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'd like to read this here to you guys. This is more proof that, you know, we are slaves. This is a pretty long quote, but it's worth listening to, so listen to it. Give me a ear. All right, the nature of the conspiracy to defraud can be best understood in comments by one of the major conspirators in the triumph of establishing the Federal Reserve, Colonel Edward Mandel House. For those that have the creature of Jekyll Island, you know all about him, who is purported to have said, this in a private meeting with President Woodrow Wilson.
He was like Woodrow Wilson's alter ego, wasn't he?
Yes.
It was really weird.
That's what he was. All right, quote, very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such mythology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer being unable to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of law merchant under the scheme of secure transactions. Americans, by unknowingly and unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent, forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us profit, and they will none the wiser, for not one man in a million could even figure out our plans. And if by accident one or two figured it out, we would have an arsenal of plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debt to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap to us a huge profits beyond our wildest expectations. and leave every American a contributor to fraud, which we will call social insurance.
Social Security, yeah.
Without realizing it, every American will insure us for any loss we may incur, and in this manner, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgedly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption, and we will employ the high office of the president of our dummy corporation to foment this plot against America.
Wow. That right there is a sledgehammer. That, just hearing that, I'm sorry, it just pissed me off. That, I'm sorry, that is that's a sledgehammer. That's
the
Colonel
nature of the conspiracy.
Edward Mandel House, who was Woodrow Wilson's close advisor. He wrote the book The Naked Communist. If you guys want to look that up, you can read that book. That, what are we doing, man? Like, what are we doing? This stuff is out there. It's on the internet. And they're actually telling us they're going to make us slaves to debt. People, we need to wake up. The first step is realizing that we're a slave. There are a lot of us out there that don't know exactly what to do. But you know what? Nobody's going to do anything until they wake up and realize their situation. It's the same thing with salvation. Nobody will reach out for salvation until they realize their predicament as a sinner and that they're lost. It's the same thing here in this physical earth that we're living in. Nothing will be accomplished until people realize they're a slave. These men have said it. They said it. They're getting us in debt. We're going to have no hope. And there is a way out for those of you that want it. Now, I always put as the highest priority to be saved by God. But here on this earth, while you're here, there is a way through the law to set yourself free.
Now, there is a small disclaimer here that I got to give to you guys. This is not legal advice. We're not giving you legal advice. You have to do the research yourself.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to be free, you have to look into it. This is we are trying to open your eyes a little bit, give you a little taste of what I am soon to feel in my life. I am going to live free of the beast and live off the land and not be bothered the way God meant it to be.
To get outside the circus tent, outside exactly. The control of the circus. We're not lawyers. We're not giving you official legal advice. We're just giving you a taste of what's out there so that you can go and do the search for yourself. Do the search for yourself. And like I said, I will post these sites that have all these information in the podcast reference materials, and that will be located at True Stream Oasis, all one word, truestreamoasis.blogspot.com. I will list these podcast reference materials for those of you that are interested in this, that want to do the further research, want to find out what it's about, and maybe you'll want to learn about the legal procedures to basically turn it around. Instead of you being a debtor to the straw man, your fake identity, you'll flip-flop that and make the straw man be a debtor to you. Okay? And I know that may not make a lot of sense right now, but in the reference materials, in the URLs that I'm giving you, there are internet sites that will show you this. And like I said, it's not going to be for everybody. Some people, you know, are just going to be content to, you know, just suck off the government bottle. You know, but there are some people out there who may take an interest in this. And that's why we're here. We're just here to open eyes and expose you to different things. But my main purpose with this and bringing Keith in for this interview is, you know, because he's been telling me this stuff, and I'm like, wow, you know, at the very minimal least, you have to know that this is all business. You know, this is a corporation. They're worshiping the god of mammon, and they're working the system, baby. It's a beast. It is a beast, and a beast follows the desires of its gut. It's hungry, and it devours, and it's nothing but a corporation. Corp is a form of body. Okay, it's a beast now, body system.
Now, if you remember my passage I read earlier, and that passage talked about how you need to agree with these people that you may not want to agree with, but there's a reason for it, all right? Now, let me read this to you, right? Because I'm gonna read this. This is gonna explain the straw man. It's really hard to understand. It's easier to show you if you have a license. If you look at that, there's two different names. There's your signature, which is you signing a contract that enables the straw man to have power over you and over your picture. So now that's how they control you. Alright? From now on, when presented with any claim or presentation from the government, you will agree with it. This removes the controversy, and you accept it for value. Now, accepted for value is in quotes. Listen. By doing this, you remove the negative claim against your account and become the holder in due course of the presentment. As a holder in due course, now due course is in quotes, you can require the sworn testimony of the presenter of the claim under penalty of perjury and request the account be properly adjusted. You don't have liability for your straw man.
Can you put that in a little bit easier layman terms?
All right. Basically, if somebody tries to make a claim against you, all right, and you agree with them, there's no controversy, so they can't collect on the claim. And when they try to go after your straw man, let me get this. I'm going into straw man now.
The identity.
When they try to go after your straw man, all right, if you do commercial assignments, you have an asset called a bill of exchange, which you can spend out. All right, that covers you. That's what bankruptcy is. Bankruptcy is a clean slate. All right, they draw from that account. The birth certificate represents the body. All right, that's the toe tag. The social security number represents the commercial account. Behind every birth certificate is $1 million. But now, you know, there's people that know how to get a lot more than that. So you can get, you know, $300 million. And it's a one plus million dollar bond, which is prepaid financing on any activity of the straw man. All right? So no matter how much debt you write up, you have a way out. You don't have to pay it back. Now, the reason it works like this is you go to get a mortgage. Somebody says, oh, I know a really good mortgage broker. You need to go check them out. So you go there, and they're like, oh, you didn't pass the credit report or whatever. You know, why don't you try this place? They might be able to get you. And you go there, all right, and you get a mortgage. You get a mortgage for $122,000. And you're like, okay, you know, this is great. You know, I got a home. You can go live in your home and everything. But what happened was the first banker, he pulled from your account. He pulled money, and he printed it out of thin air, out of your account, and then loaned it to you and charged you interest. All right? So he pulled money from your straw man, and he gave you money for it and then charged you for it. All right? But the funny thing is, it was at two other banks, so you got charged three times before it got there.
That's why the interest went up. You thought you were more of a risk, exactly. And they're like, "Oh, you're such a risk. We'll give it to you, but we'll charge you more interest."
Exactly, because there's a whole bunch of banks gonna cut out of the pie, and the original bank, the Federal Reserve, is gonna cut out of the pie.
So it's a big corporation, and basically they own everything, but they put you under the illusion that you can buy
the money of the world. All right, the best way to explain it is you take electrons, all right? Electrons push away from each other, so they can only head one direction in a tube. So, if you have electrons moving through a tube, they can only go one direction. That's the way our money system works. That's the way this whole government, so-called government, it's a corporation. That's how the corporation works. It transfers wealth from you to them. And now that all the wealth is gone, it's gone. There is no more wealth. All that's left is assets. They are selling off the assets. That means your parks are going to go, your roads, your schools. Next, you. Alright? You're nothing more than cattle to them. And that's it. They don't care. They put on these charades and these puppet games called politics, and none of it matters. None of it. So, the best way to explain it is it just goes from right down the pipe. It's just electrons. Once you try heading electrons in two different directions, they stop. And that's what's going to happen is this whole economy is going to stop. And they don't want it to stop. Trust me. They want to keep it going.
How does that tie in with all the conspiracy talk about the New World Order and how they're going to create chaos and everything, though? That's one thing I've wondered. Like, why would they create the chaos? Is it going to be controlled enough to where at least the monetary system keeps going? But they got such a good thing going. Why would they destroy it?
The One World Order, the New World Order. I mean, think about it, all right? They have a pyramid on the back of a dollar bill. If that's not as blatant enough, it's got the all-seeing eye, all right? It's right there. And they don't have it there for any other reason but to let you know they are watching and they are the ultimate illuminated. All right? It's right there. You handle dollar bills every day. If you're American, you got them. Even if you're not American, you got them. All right? And that's to show that the New World Order is here. The United Nations is the New World Order. All right? Yeah. Our laurels, the North American Union, is just going to be a state of the United Nations. It's going to be one of the nations.
Let's switch gears for a minute because I want to backtrack a little bit back to the Federal Reserve and talk about that, and then we're going to come back and
talk about the bank. There's not much to talk about. It's a bank, and it's in charge of all the other banks in our so-called fictitious country that everybody has a reality in their brain that we live in a country. You need to get it out of your head that it's a country. It's not a country. It's a corporation. And the bank that finances the corporation is the Federal Reserve.
Is it a government?
There is no government.
Organization?
No. The government's been gone for hundreds of years. You were just slaves.
Is it federal?
There's nothing federal about it. Absolutely nothing. No more federal than Federal Express.
Because I've talked about it before, our government doesn't have any control over the Federal Reserve.
It's a sovereign organization.
Made up of international bankers.
It's a corporation in itself. It's no different than Washington, D.C. and the United States.
Yeah, it's not in the blue pages.
Or the Vatican. They are all corporations.
It's listed with all the other private businesses.
Exactly.
In the phone book. It's not in the blue pages.
Check their websites out. Each one of the Federal Reserve websites. They got one for each headquarters, each branch. You can go there. It's a bank. It says bank. The Federal Reserve Bank. It doesn't say the Federal Reserve in charge of government monies.
They blatantly say they're a bank. They deceive the American people because it's not federal and there's nothing in reserve. Like the Patriot Act is totally unpatriotic. It's like almost like you can always take what they name it and make it the opposite. Homeland Security, it's Homeland Insecurity.
The Patriot Act should make you wonder.
I shouldn't laugh at that. It's very serious.
If you look at the Patriot Act and you read the Patriot Act, all right, and you read it, you're like, how could they get away with this so blatantly and pass it, giving the congressman only 5 minutes to read it? I mean, you know, it's hundreds of pages long.
They had this written up ahead of time, man.
Well, of course they had.
They had to.
Because this is nothing. The Patriot Act is nothing. All right? They've got something called the U.S. Tax Code, which is, it's the Goliath over the Patriot Act. Patriot Act is just a little alteration to the U.S. Tax Code. It makes you a terrorist. All right? If you hurt any property of the United States. That means if you commit any crime that would hurt any property of the United States. So if I was to hurt you, Amos, I would be committing a crime. If I pinch you right now, I am hurting the United States, which labels me a terrorist.
You would be hurting my straw man.
Exactly. Now you're getting it. It comes together.
A straw man is the property of the United States. But that's good to know that they don't own my body.
If you capture your straw man, you're a free man.
Yeah. It's let's talk a little bit about the New World Order. A lot of my listeners are familiar with this or listening to a lot of other podcasts doing their own research, but let's talk a little bit about the New World Order and what it is and how much control do they have at this point. Are we building the New World Order or are we already there?
We're already there. We're well past it.
Fully
past it. It's too late. It's been in effect.
But it can take more control.
It's been in effect since the end of World War II.
So What is this build-up? Is it really just about letting people know that the New World Order is already here?
It's just a big video game for everybody to play, so we can kill each other and steal each other's resources and make movies about it, and then sit here and think that we're smart when we're really just being used to get things done, because we produce for nothing. We produce for absolutely nothing. We get nothing. Money, all right? Currency, all right? A dollar is a currency. Currency has no worth, all right? Money is gold. Gold has worth.
Yeah.
Look at money,
it's a finite
and money,
resource.
Money and currency are two different things. You have two different definitions in the Webster's Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And a lot, like 30 different definitions in the U.S. tax code. It's all the way you spell it. It's because, and this is why there's so many lawyers in this country, so many in Australia, Canada, Great Britain. It's the way this empire was built. All right? Now, this is just one little section of the empire. They're going to have a one world order, and they're going to have one ruler and one religion. That's what they want. They want a mass one world communist government. And they knew they couldn't pull it over on the American people without being deceptive about it.
What is the order that they talk about?
The order is their absolute rule. Literally, the Antichrist is going to be their ruler. And he's going to have absolute rule over
everybody.
Is
it going to be a better flow of everything? I mean, order denotes order.
Yeah, they like everything running their way, shall we say.
It's pretty much why they keep everybody in fear. So they go to the same stores, the same gas station. They do the same routine every day because it keeps the stock market more stable.
If there's too many babies being born, they're like, oh, there's a virus called AIDS. And then everybody stops having sex.
So basically, the media is, like Joseph Goebbels said, a keyboard that the government can play on. It's like playing The Sims.
Oh, it is. It's playing The Sims. I mean, didn't you guys notice the gas prices went up to 180, and then it went down to 130, then it went up to 220, and everybody was complaining. Then it went all the way up to 250, and people were like, oh, man, 270.
So they drop it down just
a little
bit.
And then they dropped it down to 220 again, and they kept it there for a little while, and they watched how everyone reacted, and then went up to $3 a gallon, and people were like, I can't believe it. I've never seen $3 a gallon. And then in some parts of the country, it got up to $3.70 a gallon.
But they never dropped
it back
down
as far. And people were like, whoa, I can't handle this. And the gas stations were about to burn. People were about ready to set gas stations on fire a couple years ago. So they relieved the pressure, come back, you know, a couple years later, today. And now they're talking about in October of 2008, $8 a gallon of gas.
But isn't that just to scare us because they're really shooting for 4 or 5 without any bitching going on? That's what I've thought about. They scare us that it's going way up so that we're prepared to accept.
It's an experiment. Look at the Tuskegee experiment, what they did with all those people. All right? Look what they did with many, many, many experiments, what they did with the Americans, what they do with us. Pennsylvania. All right, Pennsylvania is the worst place to live in the country. All right, maybe possibly one of the worst places
in
the world.
That's
I know.
Not good.
I know. That's why I am fleeing Pennsylvania. Is because Pennsylvania has the worst law out of anyone. It's also one of the freest states. All right, freest places to live in the world, including the United States. But people, if you turn against the government here. And you say you don't believe in what the government does. If you were to protest Iraq, for example, and there's a neocon warmonger in there, and he's like, okay, you know what? That person's mentally ill. Guess what? You get locked up mental illness. You know what mental illness is? It's not thinking like everyone else.
Yeah, they're doing that with religion under the genocide treaty with the UN. They're saying that preaching religion, you know, a non-government-sponsored type of religion under the banner of tolerance is causing mental harm under the genocide treaty. It's getting sick. And this is crazy where everything is going. And that's why I'm on here, you know, preaching Jesus Christ. I'm making people aware. Do you realize what a pit you live in? Do you realize that the world around you is not the world you thought it was? And do you realize now that when Christ came and said you're in slavery, it was physical and spiritual? These are powers at work, the spiritual wickedness in high places that we're fighting against, and we're trying to get the truth out. And you know, to wake people up, you need the Lord. You don't realize
there's
the world
no way
you
around
live
it
in.
There's no way around it.
You don't realize the world you live in. Do you understand that you are not any different than the ancient Israelites who were in slavery under Pharaoh? Oh, we weren't like them. It's so much more civilized. We're so more illuminated. We know science, and we have freedoms, and we have the Constitution. And I hate to be the wrecking ball that comes in and shatters your glass illusion, but we need to understand that we are living in the days of the beast system. The Bible is the truth. You're in slavery. The beast takes control of the entire world. It was given unto the beast to have control of all peoples, nations, tribes, and languages. And this is the purpose of what I'm doing here. It's not fear-mongering. It's just like, you know what, guys? We're at where we're at. You've got to wake up and see reality.
And what I want people to realize is because there is a Jesus Christ, we have a way out. There's no other way. There is this law. There, you fill out some forms. You know your rights. You stand up for your rights. And above all, you fear no man but God.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Exactly.
And the Lord will protect you through this process. He will protect you because he left this process in there so we can become free to worship him and only him and not the beast and not beast men.
It's we gotta mind break control. Free. It's mind control.
And Bob Marley said, none but ourselves can free our minds. And it's true.
And it's
you have to realize what your reality is.
Yeah, it's not Blue Beam.
Your reality is that... Reality is not the United States of America. That's not a real thing. It's a fictitious thing. It's like playing a video game on the internet, a war game, and you take over an area, and oh, there's all the line moves. But there's no line there.
No, the land is the land, just the way
God
created it.
The people on both sides of the line look the same.
Yeah. And the United States does not look like the lines of division as on a map. It's all mind games. It's not blue beam technology, people. They're not beaming, you know, laser beams into your head like with a weird noise controlling your mind.
The new world order is
building education.
The new
world order. Through
the media. Yeah, and they're building these super highways with the North American Union to perfect their system more, because their system can't run as nations. They got to bring the nations, make them bigger, and bring them together. Because, you know, like it'd be much more cheaper for them, transportation-wise.
To streamline
and
everything.
And easier to have it imported in Mexico and straight up
the whole world's going to turn into one big pyramid. The one world beast government is that supposed illuminated eye at the top. We are the illuminated ones. And we are the bricks underneath. The people at the top are the upper people in the system who are in control. And most you and I, if you're a normal little peon people... We're supposed to, in quotes, be the little bricks at the bottom. You know, you ever heard of business and sales, that pyramid scheme? Man, all this logic was all around us. We didn't see it. It's a system of slavery. Mind control is perception. Let me say that again. There's no beams that have to be beamed at you to control your mind. They control your mind through your perception of the world, how you perceive, how you view the world. They've educated you. You watch the television. There's situational ethics. Everything is controlled. Now, not everybody knows how that control is going on. Some people are deceived inside the system and are under that mind control, and they are perpetrating and furthering that mind control, like some of these actors. They might not even know that they're being used. Some of the news reporters, they may not even know. They don't understand what they're doing. They've just been trained and went to school, and they're furthering. You get people inside the box, and they don't know they're in the box. They're just furthering the trap of the box, if you get my vibe, what I'm saying here. So, you know, it's the people at the top that catalyze the process, and then it just rolls downhill. So the first thing to do is to understand reality, understand where you're at. There is a beast system. It is sort of like a Matrix. I'm not going to go into the Matrix movie because there's a lot of deception mixed in with that. That came out through Hollywood. But in a way, it's a control scheme. It's controlling your perception. It's controlling how you think about your world. And what we're trying to do is we're knocking on the door. You know, hello, McFly. Anybody home? Open the door. See the reality of where you're at, and what that will cause you to do is it will cause you to see that Jesus Christ told the truth when he came down, and you're going to see why they crucified him. Because God is real, and he sent his son down here to shine a light to show people that they were in slavery, spiritually, physically, and God, you know, when you ignore God and you ignore his covenant and you transgress his laws and you reject his son, he allows us to go into captivity, you know, and it's getting to a point where we gotta cry out. But speaking of enslavement, with all this total enslavement that's here, and they're passing laws to make it even more, how can we free ourselves from this? Now, the ultimate freedom, obviously, my focus is on Jesus Christ, and we know that the ultimate freedom comes through God's Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. So we're not talking about that, but is there a way while we're here on this earth to free ourselves from this, from these legal cords that are bound around us? Is there a way out?
Yes. And I've been emphasizing this on Capturing Your Straw Man, going through this process. I mean, this is not for everybody. I don't want these people, you know, they're going to be like, "Well, I can charge out, you know, an arm and a leg and I'll be rich." But there's going to be people that do that. And yeah, there's going to be people that fail.
You mean you can discharge all your debts?
All your debts.
Every last one of them.
Every last one of them.
You don't have to pay any taxes.
You place a lien upon your straw man, and you put the highest lien on it, so nobody can touch your straw man.
Is it a struggle?
It's just like real estate law. When you place, say for instance, I'm a roofer and the guy doesn't pay me, doesn't have the money, I put a roof on his house. I place a $5,000 lien on his roof. Well, he doesn't pay me for 5 years. Then he goes to sell his house. And they're like, "Oh, you have a $5,000 lien here. It's got to come out of your profit from your house when he went and sell his house." So then I get paid. It's basically the same idea. The government puts liens against you. All right. Now, I don't like to call them the government. I like to call them the corporation. So that's what we're going to call them.
Yeah.
The corporation puts liens against you. All right, just like a roofer would. A roofer corporation would put a lien against your house. They put tax liens against you. All right, now the corporation is the Federal Reserve, which is owned by, guess who? Queen of England. So
it all goes back to the British throne, doesn't
every
it?
Last cent of federal income tax that you pay goes back to the Queen.
But they play her off as she's some little... Oh, actress, yeah. Like it's not important anymore. Like the Queen's not important.
They,
it's just kind of like a British tradition.
All,
yeah, they do. This stuff that's hidden behind the scenes is crazy, and they're controlling the perception of those on the outside of how you're supposed to view it, so they won't take anything seriously.
Yep.
It's insane. It literally is.
All right. Well, let's go
mind bending.
Let's go back to the idea of Hollywood. All right. This is where all you conspiracy theorists out there that think you are doing the right thing by exposing the truth about 9/11 and everything, and Oklahoma City and whatnot. This is gonna make you think twice about this. All right, now think this really hard for a second. We're gonna go back to Oklahoma City bombing. All right, now when the bombing occurred, there were multiple reports of bombs going off, multiple bombs. People were reporting. It was all over the television. Everybody in the nation saw that. All right? The whole nation saw for a day the news reports of the first day when that place blew up, saying there were multiple Arabs and so on. All right? So then all of a sudden, everybody was like, well, it's obviously there's a cover-up. So then people made movies about it. They exposed the cover-up. They sold these movies and they spread it out. Well, guess what? It wasn't a cover-up, and it wasn't Timothy McVeigh. All right, it was the government that set off those bombs. The so-called government, I call them the corporation. They set off these bombs, so then everybody would, you know, obviously see it in the whole country.
And then they cry out for protection.
Everybody turned on the TV and they watched the television. So this was one of the greatest experiments ever on the American people. And everybody turned on the television and they saw the government covering it up blatantly. And they just subconsciously slid it under the doormat.
Because it's too heinous.
Like
to
a
believe.
Stowaway key. And just, that was it. They just, they couldn't believe it. So they subconsciously put it underneath. And then the people that really worked hard to expose it even helped the cause. They were literally working for the corporation.
The corporation didn't even have to make people believe that there was a cover-up. They had people saying, hey, it's a cover-up, it's a cover-up, it's a cover-up. But it wasn't a cover-up. It was blatant.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy.
Same thing happened with 9/11.
There's a spiritual battle tied to all this, though. It's like 9/11's one thing, but there's little branches coming off of it in all directions, accomplishing many different things with that one event. There's a spiritual component to it.
These people plan these things out 40 years ahead of time. Don't think that anything happened by mistake.
I personally believe Satan and the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, that they are in communication with demons, and the demons, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's the truth. The Bible talks about it. Believe it or not, but there is a demonic realm, and they are being directed by the demonic realm. There is no man smart enough to figure all this out. This is coming from higher up. They're in communication with the principalities and powers that Paul talked about. There's no man that could direct all this. I'm sorry. I refuse to believe that.
Now, forgive me for all the people out there that, you know, might get upset with what I'm about to say, because it's not easy to deal with. All right, in the Catholic Church, there are, you know, certain levels of leadership, you know, Pope being the highest and bishops and all the way down, you know. And there's a bishop who is the head of exorcism for the Catholic Church. He spends his whole life expelling, all right? He expels demons inside of people that have possessed their bodies, all right? That's his job. He works for the whole world. He goes around and he gets rid of these exorcist cases. Now, what he said, and this was in an Italian newspaper that made it all the way across every Italy city, everybody was talking about it. Never made it here in America.
Of course not.
But it was everywhere in Italy. He stated that people higher than him, all right, there were people higher than him with more power than him that were ushering in the Dark Lord within the Vatican walls. They were trying to usher in the devil on the most unholy days. Okay? They are evil people. He said that just like during Jesus' time, it's still the same today. There are evil people within the church that have demonic possessions. They worship the Dark Lord.
They worship Lucifer. But they wear a cloak on the outside, cloaking the darkness. The Bible says Satan comes as an angel of light. Marvel not that his ministers, Satan's ministers, transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Marvel not. You say, but I can't believe it. They're saying they help people. They talk about Bible verses. It looks like a church. Why do you think Paul said marvel not? He knew you were going to be amazed at it. He knew you were going to be in a suspended state of disbelief. He said, marvel not. He said, I told you these things ahead of time. There are going to be people who say they're Christians, yet they're worshiping Satan. They're ministers of Satan. Just, you know, please, I love you guys out there. Don't be naive. I'm not trying to bust on you if it's hard to believe. I go through the same thing. But these are ministers of Satan. Marvel not that there are people in the church who are saying they're Christians, but they're ministers of Satan. And this is a beast system. And what did you think when you read Revelation? When he said the dragon deceives the whole world. Jesus said a deception was coming that was going to be so deceptive that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And they're sealed by God. This is crazy. This is a time. This is it. You know, I keep saying, what did you think? Any generation that woke up in the book of Revelation was going to say, nah, it can't be us. I've always thought of that as something in the future. Well, welcome to, you know, for you guys that have seen The NeverEnding Story, totally new age, so I'm not recommending it. But it's kind of like that kid was reading the book. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm in the book. It kind of freaks you out. You know, this is it. And we're trying to reach people. You know, ultimately, and I stress this, even if you follow these podcast resources and follow the laws to get out of this system, ultimately, if you don't know Jesus Christ, it's diddly squat. You're going to die and be eternally separated and go down to the pit with all those who go down to the pit. Okay? So ultimately, this is a, you know, I'm literally taking jumper cables and pinning it to your chest and saying, and putting a jolt in and saying, wake up. Realize where you're at. Realize the system that you're in. You're in slavery. You're no different than Israel. And the churches aren't preaching this. They're just like, oh, that's the Old Testament. Isn't that a nice little story that we can have a little Mother Goose fable moral that we can learn from? Yeah, no. These things are real. The Bible is real. God is real. And these examples were given to us as living, Israel lived out living parables. God did this on purpose because the message of the Bible is in images. It's in parables, so that if they change the language, they can't change the symbols. They were living examples of things that were going to be more refined that would happen in the end times. Now they've refined the slavery, but we can still recognize it because we recognized what Pharaoh did. We understand slavery. We understand that God had to get a deliverer to pull them out. Moses was a type of Christ. People, wake up. We need Jesus Christ. He is our rescuer. We are in a pit. Repent and be saved. Change
Flee
your
Babylon.
Mind.
Flee
Come
it.
Out of her, my people. Come out of her. Do not be partaker in her sins. You're not going to figure it out. It's mystery Babylon. It's confusion. Babel is confusion. Come out of her. Come out of the electronic buzz that's going in your ears and mesmerizing you. It's confusing you. It's bewitching you. It's sorcery. Come out of her. See the reality of where you're at. And I know many of you are saying, but I wouldn't do that. How could people be out there that would do that? I could never pull off lies and even live with myself if I did this. If I was worshiping Lucifer and sending boys innocently into battle for a corporation, how can they live? That's why they have the cremation of care ceremony. They have to burn their conscience. The Bible says having their consciences burned as with a seared, as with a hot iron. They burn their cares. They don't care. They're not like you. They're further gone. They're reprobate.
And they're very much like you at the same time. Here's a little something that you can look from one of the resources that we'll be giving you. You'll find it on commercialredemption.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Commercialredemption.com. Okay? Now, it's an essay a man wrote, all right, in a mental institution here in Pennsylvania. Okay? Man is brilliant, brilliant. And the reason he's in there is because he opposed the government. Now, what he said was, there was an experiment. This is a documented experiment where they took a bunch of people and they put them in a room, all right, with some see-through glass that only they could see through and the other side couldn't. And they had a guy sitting there and he was hooked up to electrodes. So there was the instructor who would instruct the person who was to be the teacher. The instructor instructed the teacher who would then zap the student when he got a question wrong. So they started off, they asked him a question, he got it wrong, they zapped him, 70 volts. Got one wrong again, they upped it up a little bit, 80 volts. They kept on doing this all the way up to 450 volts. And by the time they were hitting him with 450 volts, he was screaming, he was begging, he was like, please stop, I have a heart condition. And guess what, they just kept on doing it. Now, the actual percentage of people that did this was about 50% males and 50% females would go all the way to the maximum amount, point of electrocution where the people could have a heart attack and die, okay? Because they were instructed to do so. They listened to the instructor. It was an experiment. They were getting paid through the newspaper. They showed up. They're doing an experiment on these people.
So the goal was to see
how
much they could take.
They did not know that they were part of the experiment. They thought that the person getting zapped was part of the experiment. All right? But the person getting zapped wasn't actually getting zapped. He was acting.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And the person that was zapping him was getting pleasure out of zapping them.
That's crazy.
And doing what they were told. Okay? Now, these are people, all of them were asked, and only 3% of those people were supposed to do that, but it turned out to be 50%. All right? So they were asked, you know, ahead of time. And psychologists were asked, and they all said, oh, hardly anybody would, you know, continue to do that. But it was 50% of males and females.
Kept zapping? Kept, we're getting kept pleasure
zapping,
out of it?
Kept zapping.
So 50% stopped and said, I can't do this anymore.
Exactly. Now, when it came to puppies, all right, now they hooked puppy up because there's no way to make a puppy fake cry. They hooked it up to electricity. And they started zapping. Well, this is really interesting, okay? Now, 50% of the males stopped zapping and 50% kept on zapping. But 100% of the females tested zapped all the way up.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Nope.
You would think the females were more sensitive, like, oh, don't
exactly
don't eat the puppy.
The poor little puppy. But they, and now this is nothing against any girls out there, because there's some really nice, hearty girls out there that wouldn't do that. This was a test. This was an experiment. But it just by happen, all the women that they picked went through this.
What was the purpose of this?
What
were they setting out to do?
He's trying to prove that insanity is not thinking like everybody else. So you can be insane and be sane and sane and can be insane.
It's a little confusing.
All right, because, for example, he sent in a bunch of people into all these mental institutions across the country, and they just pretended to be schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. Or there's not even a definition for it. They went in and they're like, yeah, I hear voices roll lightly in my head sometimes. So they got committed, and they spent a couple weeks in there, and they wrote down all kinds of notes and stuff of how the conditions were. And then they got released as they still had these conditions. And they were all diagnosed with different conditions, even though they acted the same way. They were all diagnosed differently. And they were put in remission. And they were released. And they were still given drugs outside of the institution.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cared about them. They were just warehoused there. You know? Like, you know, there was no problems being fixed. They were just trying to re-educate. They don't want people thinking for themselves. That's why they drug you.
The hive mind.
That's why
mind.
They drug your children. That's why they cover you in chemicals when you take a shower, when you eat your food, when you drink your water. They spray us with chemicals. Chemicals are all around us. It's to dumb us down. All right. They don't
to
want
take
you
your
thinking.
Level of consciousness down where
when,
you're numbed. Where you're not totally aware.
When you realize that you have a reality other than the reality that you've been living your whole life, it is no different than waking up in the Matrix as Neo. When he was like, oh, this is just too much. I can't handle it. You will break down if you have not realized.
There's a process.
If you have not realized this yet, you will break down because you will be not able to handle the fact that you are a slave in a machine and nothing else. There is nothing else about you to them. You are just a slave. But the good thing is the Lord led us away. He told us about this, you know.
Crucify your flesh.
There's
nothing worth anything here.
Yep, he told us all about it. And this is a way for us to get out of it. So please check it out. It's, you know, it's www.commercialredemption.com.
Yeah, and there's a lot of audio clips on there, tons of them. There's a lot of text resource that you can read, and everything that you may not have totally been clear about, because we kind of railroaded through this somewhat just to whet your appetite.
This is a huge subject.
Yeah.
I haven't even skimmed the top of it.
Yeah.
This conspiracy makes the whole 9/11 conspiracy look like nothing because it's backed and it's backed and it's backed, but it all connects together. And I can't even get this into Let's say we recorded a podcast for 3 years. I would not finish. I would go on and on and on.
This
is my last podcast that I am ever going to be on. So you people have to listen. Take this. Now, Amos might, you know, continue to learn more about this and educate you people about it. But you have to learn yourselves because he can't teach you. This is too complicated to be taught.
You have to read it for yourself.
You have to learn it. It's so much information you have to go through.
If you guys are sitting here listening and you're like, wow, my brain feels like spaghetti, I'm with you. I mean, but we have to, like, at least expose you to it and give you the resources to read about it.
It's a lot easier to read about. So yeah. check out commercialredemption.com.
And there's links there that lead to other sites that'll give you even more resources. It leads to a whole world of what this is all about.
Statusisfreedom.com. Statusisfreedom.com. Because what is your status is what is going to free you. What are you? All right? What is your reality? What is your status? That is what your freedom will be.
Why don't you give the link to Lakota Nation? Do you know that right off your
head? I don't know that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, do a search on Google.
Russell Means with the Lakota Nation. They declared independence. And if you become a sovereign national, you can go there and live off the land and not have to worry about
that. They literally seceded from the United States. Serious up. They literally seceded. You can go
on their site. I met with Russell Means
in D.C.
April 15th, and he was there. And, you know, like one of the things he was saying is, you know, our reality here in our country, we believe that the frontiersmen, people that head out west, that conquered the west, they went out there to conquer Indians, and because land was, you know, plentiful and there was so much fertile dirt and whatnot. But that wasn't the truth. There's plenty of land on the east. They didn't leave for that. The reason they left was because they were being taxed to death as slaves. They knew, those people that moved across this country knew what was happening after the Civil War. They saw what happened and they didn't want to be part of the corporation. So guess what, people? You need to wake up. The corporation's real. You live in it. You're part of it. You work for it. You don't get anything back. You get some food to get by. You get to see your family, and that's it.
Yeah, it's Oh, guys, I'm not talking down to you. I'm right there with you. You know what? I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm just coming to you trying to give you information, man. This stuff overwhelms me too. You know, I just did a podcast on Ezekiel 13 and I was talking about how overwhelmed this stuff is, oppressing. But you know what? We need to be of good cheer because Jesus Christ overcame the world. And if you reach out to him and you allow him, you sit under his counsel, you cry out for mercy. You allow God to open your heart and to come inside. He will open your eyes to these things. You're not going to, you know, the way is narrow and difficult that leads to life. And why do you think so many people sit in spiritual blindness? Why do you think they sit there day after day in their meaningless life and they keep doing it? Because the things that are going on in reality, they don't jive with your flesh. They're hard. You know, Jesus said many things and people would walk away and they're like, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? You know? So I'm with you. I'm your friend. I'm trying to bring you information. Man, I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. But you know what? I'm in the same boat as you. I'm sitting here too trying to figure these things out. Trust the Lord. And it does get scary. But you know what? If that drives you to the throne of God, if it drives you to the Lord, to cry out to him and say, Lord, I had no idea that my world was like this. You know, you told the truth. It's a scheme. When Jesus said to the Pharisees, he's like, you appear righteous on the outside, you're whitewashed, but inside you're full of dead men's bones. When Solomon talked about sinners enticing you and going into a common purse, all these themes throughout the Bible, we didn't believe them. We took it as some formula, some little book that we just, oh, that's nice, and I can learn a moral lesson, and I'm supposed to admit that I'm a sinner and become saved. This is reality. Salvation is real. God is real. And the things that Israel went through in slavery were real. Yeah, I guess, you know, with exposing this, you're starting to feel how they felt. They were in slavery. It's just more refined and more deceptive. This stuff is, it can be overwhelming. And it, you know, at the same time, while I'm bringing this to you, and it's banging on you, and it's like, you know, shattering those illusions, there's a process you go through. There's a process of mourning, a process of denial sometimes, and it's crazy. But at the same time, you know, all I'm doing over and over again for you guys that listen to my podcast is I'm saying, this is black, this is white, this is dark, this is light. Black, white, dark, light. Black, white, dark, light. I'm contrasting. I'm trying to get those of you who are on the fence to reach out to the Lord. God is righteous. The things that he said about mankind are true. The things that he said about the beast are true. His revelation is true. And it's coming to pass. And Jesus Christ came down here from heaven, Emmanuel, God with us. He said, I am the light of the world. He told us the truth, gave us the truth to show us what was going on in the darkness. That people had no idea. They didn't know that the Pharisees were running a gig. Just like you guys don't understand about your country and the world and how they're running a gig. He said, greater things will you do. I'm just trying to follow in Jesus' footsteps and expose the fruitless deeds of darkness and point people to Christ. To be reconciled to God through Christ. We're all sinners. We've sinned. And if you got a problem with that, I can't even get through to you. If you can't humble yourself before the Lord God and realize that you're a sinner and you've offended a holy God and that you have a nature inside of you that is fallen, I can't do anything. That's the first realization, is realizing you're in slavery to your sin. You can't control your desires, just like you can't control yourself inside this economic, political system. There's a process you got to go through. And Jesus is our heavenly advocate. He's our heavenly lawyer that sets us free through his blood. So, I just want you guys to realize this. I'm trying to get the message out there, trying to do whatever I can, as imperfect as it is. You know? I just want you guys to see the truth and reach out for the Savior. And for those of you who do know Yeshua, hold on. Hang tough. We're in this boat together. I'm with you. I'm with you. Hold on to my hand, and I'll hold on to your hand. And we'll look to the Lord, and we're going to hold on, and we're going to have patience and patient endurance and trust the heart of the Lord that he is going to deliver us from this, just like he used Moses to deliver us from Pharaoh and the slavery in Israel. So, you know, cry out to the Lord. I say it every time. I'm not going to lead you in a prayer. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to think your thoughts for you. I'm telling you to cry out to the Lord. Be real. Those that call upon the Lord in the last days shall be saved. So I'm going to leave you with that invitation. Keith, man, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. You know, yeah. I'm not going to be on a podcast for a long time. I'm in the process of moving to Florida, and I'm getting in the TV business. So from the TV business, I hope to hopefully get a documentary out about everything that I've learned and everything I go through this process. I'm going to videotape it all. I'm going to videotape other people around me that are going through this process as well.
Yeah.
So
that's what you guys got to do.
If you want to learn about this process, just email me. It's mercen@mail.com. That's mercen@mail.com. Or you can
check his YouTube out. Check his YouTube at youtube.com/mercen, MERCEN144, or check out his MySpace if you want to be his friend. It's myspace.com/KeithFSmith. No spaces, no underscores, all together. Keith F. Smith. And that's what you got to do, man. That's what the Lord does. He takes you into something. You experience something. You learn it. You know, it's like that verse. He says, comfort others wherewith the comfort you were comforted with. You got to share the things you learn with other people.
The Lord opens doors for you. He really does. I mean, here I was. I've been roofing my whole life and doing a side hobby, political videos on YouTube. And now I got a job doing videos. So the Lord has more work for me. It's just not doing what I was doing before, putting roofs on people's houses.
Yeah, it's and working inside this system until the Lord sets us free, you don't have to love it, you know? It's not like, you know, riding the donkey and enjoying it, you know? It's like when you're in the system and you're working, you realize you're a slave, you realize where your heart is, you realize you superimpose in your mind, and you realize that you're working for the Lord. Satan... God says that the outer court of the temple is trampled on by the Gentiles. The outer court is your flesh. Satan may have your flesh in bondage, but he can't touch the Holy of Holies, which is inside your spirit, man. That's where your heart is. Render unto God what is God's, and render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You know what? And the Lord's going to free us. I'm going to wind up this cast now. I hope you guys enjoyed this. More than just enjoying it, because it's not really for your pleasure, it's for your good. I hope you got something out of this. I know we're all over the place. Keith and I are just everyday people trying to serve the Lord and get it out there. Did the best we could. Hopefully it whet your appetite for more information. And most of all, I think what I'm hoping with this podcast is not to put you in, you know, rocking fear, unless that sends you running for the throne of God, then that's a good thing. But it's to help you see reality, to help you see that we're no different than the Israelites. Man is still working his system of slavery and control, and to help you see that we are under the beast system, and we need to cry out for deliverance. So Jesus Christ is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, he told the truth. That is the truth. No matter what anybody says, that's the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pick up your cross daily, deny yourself, and follow him. Crucify your desires to this world, because the world isn't the way you thought it was anyway.
And love your brother and be true.
Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others the same. Treat others the way that you would want to be treated. And therein contains the whole law. That's the freedom. If you love your brother as yourself, you won't steal from him. You'll treat your mother and father good. You know, all these laws and commandments that God has is all summed up in love. So remember that, guys. And I appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out with us here.
Remember, statusisfreedom.com.
Yeah.
Commercialredemption.com. Check it out, guys.
Yeah, and I will have that up on the podcast reference materials at truestreamoasis.blogspot.com. We've taken up about an hour and 47 minutes of your time, and I want to let you know that we do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it is very much appreciated. You can find the True Stream Oasis podcast at truestream.podomatic.com. There is a bunch of resources on the right side. I have a listener call-in line. It's 206-350-0054. You can get involved and leave me your comments, ask a question. There's comments on each podcast. Click the link. Let me know what you think. Speak your mind. There's a bunch of resources on there that you can take advantage of to get involved with the True Stream podcast. And you can also contact me with your thoughts at epiphos@hotmail.com. That's E-P-I-P-H-O-S. E-P-I-P-H-O-S. At hotmail.com. And you guys just hang in there, okay? Read the Bible, study the Word, read it. It is your lifeline, it is the lamp, it is the oil that makes your lamp burn. And trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. That's Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. I'm going to leave you with that thought. I am your host, Amos Ridley. And if I don't see you on this side, I definitely hope to see you on the other side.
She wears a coat of color, loved by some, feared by others. She's a mortal life.
in young man's eyes. Of brothers, violent sons make bait on mothers. Close your eyes, here's your surprise. The beautiful hall is empty. Beautiful hall is free. Beautiful hall loves no instincts often candid.